From KALW in San Francisco, I'm Ben Trefney with a regional news update. More parks and hiking trails welcome visitors again over the weekend, and one city declared itself a sanctuary from California's stay-at-home order. Atwater is a city of 30,000 people in Central California, and now it's on the map, thanks to officials who unanimously agreed Friday not to enforce the state's nearly two-month-old stay-at-home order. That means local authorities won't interfere with any business or church that decides to reopen ahead of state restrictions. The declaration was a symbolic gesture of defiance against Governor Gavin Newsom. The city's mayor cautioned that businesses were taking their own risks by reopening because they could lose their license. California is moving through the second phase of relaxing the order. Businesses deemed lower risk have been gradually allowed to reopen, with retailers offering curbside pickup. Five of the six Bay Area counties that were the first in the nation to issue stay-at-home ordinances joined the state in Phase 2 today. Those include San Francisco, San Mateo, Alameda, Contra Costa, and Marin. Meanwhile, state public health officials confirmed nearly 100 deaths Saturday for a total of 3,200 fatalities. More than half that total are in L.A. County. In some less populated areas, mainly in the northern half of the state, the virus barely registered. There have been few or no deaths, and even hospitalizations are rare. As a result, California has seen counties move at different paces in reopening their economies. Butte County, north of Sacramento, announced Friday that a person who attended a religious service on Mother's Day tested positive for the coronavirus. That possibly exposed more than 180 members of a congregation. The church that held the service chose to open its doors despite rules banning gatherings of any size, according to a statement from county public health officials. It said, quote, "Moving too quickly through the reopening process can cause a major setback and could require us to revert back to more restrictive measures," unquote. Governor Newsom said last week that California faces an education crisis. That is, unless it can offset its $19 billion drop in revenue for K-12 schools and community colleges. From our partners at Capital Public Radio, Chris Nichols has more.
Newsom proposed several ways to close the shortfall. Those include a mix of temporary revenue hikes, using federal relief money for education, and withholding a planned pension debt payment. But even with those actions, Newsom says the overall investment in K-12 education would drop about 13% compared with last year's budget. Education advocates and teachers' unions said they're worried about the funding cuts, adding that they will only make it more difficult to safely reopen school campuses next fall. In Sacramento, I'm Chris Nichols.
Here in San Francisco, the Unified School District anticipates a budget shortfall above $82 million for the next fiscal year and over $107 million the following year. Most California hospitals have not gotten an expected influx of coronavirus patients, according to an advocacy organization. Small rural hospitals have seen revenue drop as much as 60%. Sammy Keola reports on this economic healthcare crisis.
After two slow business months, hospitals say they need a boost. Erica Murray directs the California Association of Public Hospitals and Health Systems.
They cleared out their spaces, both clinical and non-clinical, to expand their capacity for surge. The public health care systems developed their own abilities in some cases for testing. All of those things have had a huge impact to public health care systems financially.
Newsom turned down hospitals' request for $4 billion to help with staff and equipment needed to both treat COVID-19 and see regular patients long term. The federal government did give hospitals and clinics $5.3 billion, but the California Hospital Association says it's not enough. Next, they plan to ask the legislature for support. In Sacramento, I'm Sammy Kaylee.
Roughly 7,000 people in California have been moved out of shelters, vehicles, and off streets to ride out the pandemic in hotels. It's an effort Governor Newsom announced in March to shield some of the state's 150,000 estimated vulnerable homeless. Newsom has praised the progress, although counties are still struggling to acquire rooms, and squabbles have developed in some cities. Local officials say the process has been complicated as they find appropriate hotels, negotiate leases, and get staffing in place. As a point of comparison, New York City has also tried to decompress its shelters. They typically hold more than 57,000 people, and the city is sending unhoused people into hotels and other temporary lodging. But only about 3,500 typically live on the streets there, compared with California's tens of thousands. In San Francisco, which has moved more than 1,000 of its estimated 8,000 unhoused people into hotels, nonprofits raised money to get rooms for some who couldn't get them. Activists have pleaded with Mayor London Breed to do more. L.A. County has the state's largest concentration of homeless people, with about 60,000. By Wednesday last week, the county had housed only about 1,800 people at 24 hotels. In his new budget, Newsom proposed spending $750 million in federal stimulus funding to buy some of the hotels to permanently house the homeless. Samantha Batko is a senior researcher at the Urban Institute.
If California did turn around and purchase those rooms, would it be a sufficient response to the extent of homelessness in California? Certainly not. But it would be a big part of any comprehensive plan to address homelessness in the state.
The governor's revised budget is currently under consideration by the state legislature. Find more news online at KALW.org. For KALW News, I'm Ben Trefney.